This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
September the 25th, 2017. Party on. The older we get, the more common the experience of meeting people that you have met before and then having the same conversation with them that you had last time you met them. One, or both of you, cannot remember that you have ever met. I once delivered a training course in the Europa Hotel Belfast with a super friendly participant. At the end of the day, he asked if I remembered him. I did not. It turned out that 15 years earlier, we had enjoyed a kiss at one of those wild South Belfast parties I used to go to in the early 80s. Funnily enough, I don't recall what we talked about, but I do remember the kiss. Parties are a challenge if you can't see much. These days I often find I can't tell the difference between furniture and people, let alone men and women. But I have a technique. I slowly circle round the room until I settle on the vibe that says I can join in. This is a tried and tested approach that has served me well. Recently, I went to a party which seemed to me to be populated by people of my parents' generation in bad wigs, some of whom played tuneless guitar so loudly it made my ears itch and rendered speech impossible. It was also dark, with only the odd flashing light to illuminate middle-aged dancing. I had to revert to plan B. I stood still and tried to look relaxed and happy, as if the cacophony were my idea of heaven. During the course of a very long evening, a lot of people came to say hello and weirdly seemed to know who I was, even if I had no idea who they were. I always advise it's a good idea to say who you are. But they never proffered their identity, and feeling that it would be rude to inquire, I never asked. On the upside, it's a huge game, a bit like 20 questions. They say, "Hello, how are you? Nice to see you. You look really well." No one ever says I look awful. I set myself the goal of asking enough of the right sort of questions to work out who I am talking to and award myself points for the speed at which I can do this. On the downside, I didn't manage to guess them all. I don't know who it was who said I had the best dye job she'd ever seen. My hair isn't dyed. A forgettable exchange, I think. Midnight seemed a decent enough hour to retreat to my host's guest room. Luckily, I knew the way. Unluckily, I got it wrong and ended up on my hands and knees crawling over a rockery and through the shrubbery. God knows if anyone saw me or what they must have thought if they did. More likely, I will have been labelled blind drunk than plain old blind. That might have been all right when I was young, because everyone got drunk at parties. It was the 80s. There were people to kiss. Nowadays, I'd rather be thought blind than blind drunk, and I'm saving my kisses for the dog. Apart from anything else, too much crawling about at parties won't do my reputation any good. 20 questions may have come to the end of its useful life. I might just go for, "I can't see you. Who are you?"
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.